This is In the Studio with Mohawk College President Ron McCurley. Conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College.
With me today is Brad McDonald in studio. Brad is the program coordinator for the Faculty of Skilled Trades and Apprenticeship, the Construction, Engineering, Technology, and Building Renovation Department. Wow, Brad, that's a long title, but welcome.
No, thank you very much. I strive for the longest title I could achieve.
Well, I think you did well in that regard. Learning by doing is one of the hallmarks of a Mohawk education, and not all learning obviously happens in the classroom. Many of our programs turn the community into a classroom for our students, and one of these programs is actively involved in a big way, helping to build a better community. Brad, that's your program, and maybe you'd tell us a little bit about what it is and how it works.
The program that I'm principally with is the Building and Renovation Program. It's a two-year diploma program. And in the second and fourth semester, I bring the students out each year to a community project where they can gain some hands-on skills. In the fourth semester, they get to showcase what they've learned from semester one, two, and three, and four. And in semester two, they get great experience and exposure to a construction site. The program, when I wrote it, I thought that the program should build just like the project. So semester one starts off with site layout, excavation, and then as the semesters progress, so does the project and what I teach them. So it's a little unique in the sense that the topics we cover in semester one are no harder or simpler than the topics we cover in semester two. It's just different stuff. So you could think of building and renovation just like building a house.
So, Brad, why add a community project into your curriculum on top of, the program itself?
Well, there was quite a few programs that do co-ops really well. And I think the co-op movement is great in that the problem with my program being a renovation program is most renovation companies are smaller and they're quite mobile. So in order to get enough employers to come in and say, we want to take your students on for a co-op, but make sure that they've all got a driver's license, make sure that they all have cars, and make sure that they can all get to, you know, possibly two, three, or four job sites in a week, I thought was a bit of an unrealistic goal. The first project that we worked on was almost by accident. I had a student who was working with Christian Horizons as a volunteer, working the night shift, and they needed renovations in the house done. And I said, you know what, I could probably give you a shop class worth of time. So we'll come in there with one day, about 28 students, and we'll blitz the house. And that's where it started from, and it's just grown and grown and grown from there.
So what actual projects have you been involved with, have your students participated in?
So we did the Christian Horizon one-day job, and then the following year we worked at St. Peter's Anglican Church in the north end of Hamilton, where we started to convert the church from traditional church space to a community center for the organization HARP. The following that year, we went back to the church and continued our renovations. They had a huge list of things that needed to be done, so we continued the renovations. After that project completed, we partnered with the Trillium Foundation. They heard about the work that we're doing, and they give grants out to nonprofit organizations. So we partnered with them, and we renovated the second floor of the Ancaster Theater. And last year, we renovated a gym and a cloakroom for Delta United Church.
So, Brad, this sounds like an incredible, you know, win-win, not to overuse a cliche, but where the students benefit, the program benefits, but also the community benefits from having the involvement. What kind of feedback have you got back from the community in particular? And what do the students think of them using their labor, I guess, in this way?
Well, the community partners are always over the moon. So we usually have an outreach session after the project to look for, you know, next year's project. And the people who have been involved in it, they always come in and they keep saying, you won't believe what these students and teachers will do. Like, you've got to get these guys on board. They're incredible ambassadors for the college, and they're really good at what they do too, just to add a little bit of icing on the cake. The students themselves, I think it's the best 3 weeks of their entire school term. They are so energetic coming in to the project, and then they're so proud of the project at the end. I haven't heard anyone, you know, wonder why they weren't getting paid. And in a way, they do get paid because they get fed. Most of these community project or community outreach people that we help are good cooks. So if you can keep a crew of you know, early 20s to late teens well fed, then you're going to be in good shape.
You're listening to In the Studio.
In the Studio.
With Mohawk College President Ron McCurley.
I'm in the studio today with Brad McDonald, who's the program coordinator and faculty of skilled trades and apprenticeship in Instruction Engineering, Technology, and Building Renovation Department. And Brad, I had the opportunity to hear you speak at my recent installation dinner. And what I saw and what I heard there was a great deal of passion that you have for the program, for the students, and for the difference that it's making in these students' lives and education. Where does that passion come from?
I think the passion comes from the end product. You know, the first project that we did, the impact that we were able to make in one day, and I mean, it was all for each specific student. It was a small token. I had one student who made covers for all of the HVAC vent covers. It was a little bit of time on a table saw, nail gun, and a router, and yet he made a huge impact on, you know, the function of that house. In the following years, it's the impact that you have on the community, the people that use those spaces, their reactions to it, and then at the end, the students looking at what they've achieved in 1, 2, 3 weeks. And I mean, if you can't get inspired by that, then you're dead inside, right? And so it's this perpetual motion that just keeps getting, you know, built up more and more and more. And it's pretty hard for me now to think of a year without a community project. And the students in second semester, they help on the projects, but the students in the fourth semester, that's their building renovation calling card. So when you're looking at the students and you're moving into fourth semester, they're looking at you like, what are we going to do? How are we going to leave our stamp on Hamilton? And the enthusiasm going into that project and then completing it and going, ha, you know, we not only did we do a project as good as last year, I think we did a project better or as well. And when you have students who've graduated from the program, you know, 2, 3 years ago, showing up on the community builder site because they saw where you were on Facebook and saying, I'm here, tools in hand. I mean,
has that actually happened?
Yeah, every year.
Wow, that's impressive. You know, part of what we do here at Mohawk is get students future ready, ready to take on jobs and to start careers. What are the job prospects like for these students?
Well, the students that go through and either complete or graduate, I would have to say that all of them get jobs in renovation if they want to. The only students that don't get jobs in renovations and in the construction sector are the students that are taking a different path. Some of those are the best students. They're the ones that go through the 4 semesters and you see them at convocation. You say, who are you working for? And every student you've talked to, oh, I'm working for ABC Contracting. I'm working for this guy, this guy, this guy, this outfit. And they say, oh, well, actually, I'm going to school and I'm going to Guelph University now. I'm like, what? Where did that come from? Oh, well, I kind of knew that in second semester, but I really wanted to finish the program because, I mean, everything I learned here was great. So I'm going to take it in that direction. But I have a Meet the Grad event in April, and I tell the guys, you know, grab these students now because they're not going to be around in a couple of months when you need them. And every year I put postings out on Facebook, in the Twitter feed, and with the Employment Center here, and it comes back. Everyone's got jobs. So as best as we can, I mean, we've got 100%, you know, employment rate for the graduates that want the work.
That's incredible. Is the program going to grow? What's the future look like?
That's a good question. The program right now is as big as it's ever been. We have 75 first-year students, and we have 57 third-semester students. We started with 63 third-semester students, so our retention is really, really high this year. I'll be making the tests harder. the retention's really high. Spirits are really high. This is as big as we can get for the space that we have. So it's a very good problem to have. But this year we're trying to figure out where to fit everyone while maintaining the projects. The projects that we do in Building Reno are as big as I can make them. There doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense if you're teaching someone how to build a house if they make it out of popsicle sticks or matchsticks. So I need to make these things as big as I can. I need to put dimensional lumber in their hands so that they're actually learning those skills. So in order to keep the projects big, we need big space. So, and you know what? Stony Creek campus is you know, a jewel in Mohawk's crown. Oh, with regards to the space that we have and how we utilize it, we get pretty creative down there.
Brad, thank you for being my guest today, and thanks for adding those community projects to the curriculum. They're obviously making a difference not only to the students, but also to the community organizations that you're choosing to work with. It was a pleasure having you on the show today.
Well, thanks. Maybe I could close with a really bad quote. Well, the quote's excellent, but I probably won't get it perfectly right. But it was Einstein that said, every man should give back to the world what he took from it. So maybe we can instill that in students.
Yeah, thank you so much.
In the Studio with Ron McCurley, conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College. Produced by students and staff in the studios at 101.5 The Hawk FM. Look for the podcast on iTunes and join us next time for In the Studio with Ron McCurley.